Omega X.
And 4 KFW.
Ken, how are you?
Still can't complain. And yourself? It's Friday for you, right?
Yes, sir. Got a dentist appointment first thing in the morning, though.
That's up for Good Friday.
Bet. I'm here this morning. Somebody.
Yeah, that was me. Go ahead.
I was asking if Andrew was on here this morning.
Richard said something about that he wasn't going to be on this morning.
Call him Mr. Vacation lately.
He's got more vacation than a UPS guy.
I don't know. Those two guys are battling it out for that position, that's for sure. First week back going so far.
And then she says, tell you, hey, we tried to get a hold of you last night. I guess you were talking to somebody named Mike. I doubled with him when you keyed up.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. But yeah, that was Mike. N4CLX.
I don't guess I've ever talked to him before. And that, but we were just leaving the restaurant and headed down the road, and I heard you call out. You were running a little bit late, wasn't you?
Just out of the black hole then. I was almost home. But that, coming down that last stretch of the mountain there with the big curve in it, and I got trucks all the way around me.
Focus on getting on the interstate myself is it's a really short on ramp, and that you got to really be paying attention because they come over the hill and you can't see very well.
I'm not paying attention anymore, that's for sure. Heard this week about how she's doing with the driving.
I usually talk to her every day. She hadn't done it yet, so it's like I don't know. I just don't see her doing it, really. Unless she just absolutely had to. No other choice.
At least she has the option in an emergency to do that now and not have to worry about it. So that's good. But if she could get back under the steering wheel, that sure help her.
Over it. And that, I know the son-in-law had to walk home the one day this week because the guy that was giving him a ride had to leave at noon. So I don't know why he didn't call her to come, but she probably just didn't go.
Much control.
If you were walking some of those back roads back there, man, they're calling them two lanes, but they ain't very wide and they really don't have a shoulder.
Some of the roads up around the house, I'm sure. There's roads up there that if you don't know the roads, you better slow down. And there's been a lot of people been getting hurt because they're driving like fools. And you can't do that on those curvy mountain roads, or you'll end up down in the ravine and or submerged in the water at the bottom of it.
Touch the white line on the side, you're probably going off the road because I mean the edge is right there.
Up around the house that way. I know a lot of the people that have moved into the area complain about them, but when you grew up with them, you don't think any different. It's just normal day and go on about your business.
It's going out through the country and it's narrow and you kind of come up over a little rise and then as soon as you get to the top, the road ducks to the right, you know, and it's like if you were going too fast and didn't know that road turned, man, you'd be right off in the cow field.
Hopefully she gets more comfortable with it, and hopefully he gets his head screwed back on straight and gets his life squared away.
Nat, yeah, Susan asked last night, she heard the 610 do an early check-in or whatever, and she's like, why would you check in if you're not going to be there?
just to let everybody know that you're still around, and some people just can't make it, you know, for their time slot, and I don't know, everybody's got their own reasons for doing it. You know, if I'm doing something else, I may do the early check-in, but I'm still listening to the net. I just don't have time to, or I can't get away to check in it when I'm there.
KN4TFW.
Earlier this morning, I figured he'd be back here.
Well, he's out when he was talking to you on the other one, and but then they must have made him breakfast. He's eating breakfast probably, or helping Miss Ashley get ready for work.
No, I'm back. I've been listening to KN3JCA.
My name, and then he pops right back on.
That's what I was going to say, just sitting over there sandbagging.
You figured me out there. Yeah. I went over, Chandler was texting, and between, I was trying to go back and forth to the 640 and the 285 to try to catch you, to tell you that Ken couldn't get into the 640, wasn't programmed in, and then I went to Simplex, and then I went back to 285, and I'm waiting and waiting, and I figured, oh, they're probably on 610, so I came back over here.
If you can get that 640 programmed in your radio, that might be a good workaround instead of having to jump back and forth all the time.
I gotta get me a programming cable for it. I don't have a cable. I used to borrow it from the guy I used to work with. I used to borrow it from Johnny, but I'll have to just get me one.
I'll borrow mine if it'll work.
It feeds to 3.5 speaker.
I remember on that one. It's been a while since I've programmed it.
News this morning, they still giving them people a fit about that flagpole. They got till like mid this month to get it down to 30 feet.
Ken?
Here on at 85, where they were flying that Confederate flag for a while.
How close is it to the Spartanburg or GSP airport? Because there is antenna. Both towers and antennas or poles have a limited height, with, they're so close to the airport.
They put up this, it's on the property of the Sons of the Confederate Veterans, and it wasn't an issue when they first put it up and everything. You never heard nothing about it until they switched to a Confederate flag, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, man, you're in violation. You can't have a flagpole that tall if you're not out of business. So they're going to have to lower it down to like 30 feet.
An American flag up, then it's okay, right?
Said nothing about it. But, I mean, you can see it from a mile away on 85.
Now, that is still said something about it, just like they did the one over on 123 at the Granite place. They give him a fit about that one, and all he's flying is an American flag.
We're going up on 26 toward the airport that last Saturday, but I can't remember how big or tall it is, because I think Ashley or Sally made a comment how big the flag was.
One there at Camping World.
I'm planning on going to Stone Mountain this weekend.
Me.
I'm about to go Saturday.
Actually, in the works for Sally and I to try to go Saturday and get back early enough, because there's a anime convention that Ashley wanted to attend. That's like Saturday and Sunday, and then of course Sally's trip kind of knocked everything in for it. So. I'm not going to be able to go to Stone Mountain this year.
Good, just getting out of the house, walking around, and meeting other people.
I'm with the VA here soon. Hopefully I'll be able to get one of those vans that, have the ramp I can drive up, instead of them having to come and get me all the time or whatever. But hopefully that'll work here within the next year, KA3JCA.
Be good. That way you ain't got to rely on somebody else all the time.
know what you mean. I wouldn't mind like a little, can't even think of it. It was a Honda, not a Civic. It's the van that they have. I've looked on a couple of the websites that sell mobility vehicles, and I just like the Honda. I don't know why.
Honda Odyssey.
Couldn't think of the name. Guys, I'm going to give Ashley a hand, KA3JCA.
KN4TFW.
Good morning, Miss Ashley, KO4HDX. Andrew didn't oversleep this morning.
Acted like he heard him talking to Eric about that he wasn't going to be on in the morning, but I don't know. I only talked to him briefly and then Susan called.
Talked to him much yesterday where he was going in early. So, I don't know. I'm sure I hope everything's all right.
I mean, she's on second shift and have to go in at a different time.
Free Saturdays this month?
Saturdays are free, except for the one after Thanksgiving. I think we'll be driving back from North Carolina that day.
You can get a planned dinner for the Ed and Mike and Tim and all that crew and Andrew.
Well, now that Susan's off, any Saturday should work.
Guys, since the last time Tim surprised us on the radio.
Talking to that part of the morning crew. That used to be a regular thing. Everything.
True. It's me more than anything. It's how quickly and easily people have just come accustomed to what's going on now.
Definitely don't like it. To the bolt store, Carson's nut and bolt and everything, and the bolts I needed, I needed 300, they had 36.
To the guys in the shop, boards and GMs and stuff like that are getting hard to get. You just can't get it, you know, right away. You know, used to, you didn't worry about that. You can get a set of brake pads for your vehicle, you know, in town, no problem. Not now. You have to plan weeks ahead of time.
I needed a regulator, a Parker regulator. And they were usually, you know, 1 week you could get them. Now they're 16 weeks.
This new shortage hits, then it's going to make everything much worse.
They're playing a lot better than they're playing now. I've made it into the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3, and you have an awesome day, and maybe I can catch you this afternoon, KN4TFW.
And I hope you have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon, KO4HX. I'll be mobile and monitoring.